Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom he died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Why is it that Jesus said that Mary, in lieu of Martha, chose the better part? I want to encourage you, friend, to focus your attention on the end of what we have recorded in the end of Luke 10. I believe it's verse 38 through 42, the last few verses, I believe, of Luke 10, where the Bible tells the story of Jesus visiting two sisters, Mary and Martha. And why is it that Jesus said that Mary chose the good part? He didn't say that Martha was in sin necessarily, but that Mary chose the better thing, and that was to sit at his feet and hear his word. I'm challenged daily, as I know most of you are, with the busyness of life, the things we are running and doing. As you can hear in the background, I'm driving and I'm going to do ministry work. You're probably driving too, or you could be. You're busy, you have things to do, you have things on your schedule. And that doesn't mean that it's a sin there, but it's not sin at all to be busy. We're supposed to be diligent. That word diligent is instruction in the Word of God. But if I'm doing all that, like Mary was, I'm so busy about life and even serving God in this life, even doing the right things, and I'm not sitting at the feet of Jesus, drinking in of his word and his presence, God is not as pleased as he could be with the relationship. That's why he said Mary chose the better part, because she chose to simply sit at Christ's feet and hear his word. Someone said to me not long ago, it was a lady, but obviously studied that passage well, Sister Michelle. She said that the best Marthas are the people who take time to be the best Marys. I thought that was profound, because you ever notice that when you're in really intimate fellowship with the Lord, that the work you do, secular or Christian, is greatly, greatly enhanced and flows and is much more fruitful because you have tarried at the feet of Jesus. And you know, I don't think it's so much how much time we spend in the Word of God, hearing the voice of God from his Word directly from him, and in the prayer closet, and in maybe thanksgiving and praise. I don't think it's how much time we spend so much as the quality of that time. Dear precious sister, the other day, and I were talking, and she mentioned that she needs to spend more time in the Word. Well, we all do, I'm sure, but at the same time, we don't need to be under some bondage that we have to spend an hour and a half, 2, 3 hours, 4 hours in the Word every day. That's nice. Some of my best days were when I had time to do that. But I think it's more that we get in the Word every day, not so much how much time we spend in it, although that is important, has its place at times to be just lost in the Word. But 5 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the Word, 25, 30 minutes, whatever you do that in that day, but it is a lot of Word. The Word is so powerful that it doesn't take that much time. So anyway, some things for you to think about today. God bless us to walk in the fear of the Lord and to always have Jesus Christ first in our life. As we sit at his feet and seek first his kingdom, all these other things will be added to us, and hunger and thirst after his righteousness, so that we shall be filled and not be drawn away with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and lust of other things. May the Lord anchor us at his feet. God bless you, my friend.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several several, many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several, many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.